Don't fight me, little girl. You'll take me there. Because when I tell you to... No complaining, old girl. No turning back. Nothing else matters now. Nothing makes sense anymore. Take me to the edge. And beyond. To the edge of existence itself.
And you understand now why I am willing to sanction this?
I do, Lord President, I do. I will trouble you no more.
Do you know what would make this sit easier with me, Straxus?
I'm not quite sure I understand you, Lord President.
If I didn't have the nagging feeling that you reveled in all this, this wretched tampering with the laws of time...
Well, I merely seek to do my duty, sir.
Do you? Do you indeed?
Of course.
And you're quite certain it has to be... the Doctor?
Quite certain, sir.
Then you'd better get out of my sight.
What's happened? No. He's dead. Dead? Are you dead, old girl? Have I killed you? I don't understand. Or have I arrived? Is this it?
Hello, Doctor.
New face, same supercilious expression.
Well, at least you're still in one piece. I take it that I am.
What are you doing here, Straxus?
Saving you from yourself, Doctor.
It was you, wasn't it? You who stopped the TARDIS.
You flatter me. It was the power of the Time Lords. You do remember them. Us, don't you? The Time Lords? The people with all those tiresome rules which prevent everything from falling apart.
Get out of here.
Sorry?
Get out of my TARDIS! Get out!
Ah, but it isn't yours, is it, my dear fellow? My poor dear fellow. Doctor, please. You're going to hurt yourself. Doctor, there are no clever overrides. No ways round what has been done. No matter how much you've tinkered with and modified the TARDIS, we hold the patents, as it were, at its core. The TARDIS is Time Lord through and through, and if we really want to make it stop, we can do just that.
Was it Susan? Did she betray me?
Betray you? Well, she loves you, Doctor. You must know that.
Oh, so much for love, Straxus. What did love ever do for Susan? Or Lucy? It left them grieving or dead. Because the universe in its infinite wisdom gives way to creatures like the Daleks.
Well, do you blame the universe?
Then who? What? Who's to blame?
So, you set course for the end of everything. Did you really think we wouldn't notice a TARDIS tearing through the vortex, heading to a time and place beyond all that we forbid?
You forbid us from seeing the ultimate end of the universe? Why?
That knowledge is forbidden. Why did you want to go there?
Perspective. I'm told it's a wonderful view. No, I mean it. I really hoped it would be a wonderful view. To look back from the end of everything. To see how things finally turned out. Straxus, I was looking for hope.
That.
Are you telling me I wouldn't have found any?
I honestly don't know, Doctor. Where are you going, Doctor?
What are you doing?
Stop, Ash! What are you trying to do?
Giving the old girl a jump start!
With a pickaxe?
You must have stopped me when I was pretty close. If I smash the time core of the TARDIS, I imagine that'll release a big enough burst of energy just to push the TARDIS
the last 100 yards!
No! You mustn't!
Why? Is the view from the end of everything so terrible?
Perhaps. Perhaps there is no view. No end. No way of telling. Have you considered that? Perhaps it's just another beginning. And perhaps you will find that new universe equally devoid of hope.
Are you telling me the truth?
It is the truth of what I fear. And you may well destroy us both, trying to find out the truth.
Right now, to find some hope, I think I would do almost anything.
Almost? So you will hold back, won't you?
What do you mean? What are you getting at?
If I were to offer you something... If I could find a way of giving you hope, here, in this instant of time, if I could give you some hope...
What hope?
You tell me. How much would it take?
He's arrived, as predicted. Release the gas.
Mammy, it is an uncommonly lovely sunny day today. I am very hot in my uniform, but dare not take it off for fear of the matron's scorn. She really is such a terror to us girls. We are on our way to pick up more wounded from the front. Managed to get some sleep, but was woken by the buzzing flies and the itching of the little visitors in my hair. Do not be ashamed of me, Mammy. It is the same for all of us here. Knits, knits, and more knits. And no time for a change of clothes or a bath in 2 weeks now. I hope to get my chance for a good clean up when we get back to the chateau. Kitty is now too ill to travel. I am sorry to say they put her in the tent with all the hopeless cases 2 days ago, which I think is very unfair. But beds are in short supply, and I still hold out hope for her. We pray every night together, and she does not complain, though I know the pain must be terrible for her. I see it in her eyes, no matter how hard she tries to hide it from me. My beautiful, bright Kitty Donaldson. How her grand old mammy in the big house back in London would weep if she could see her poor little girl now. The gas gangrene is a terrible thing. The trained nurses still get uppity with us when the boys call us voluntary aid detachment girls nurse or sister. No, 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 said Nurse Allenby yesterday. These girls are not nurses. They are VADs. VADs, I say. They are horribly strict and insist we are only here to scrub the floors and carry the buckets. Thank goodness for a few of the nurses who have been here longer. They understand that we have learnt much and can help with more than just the scrubbing and the fetching. Have to go now.
There you are, Molly. I've been looking up and down the train for you. Did you not ask?
No, I did not. But I was just writing home.
We're pulling into the station.
I know, Isabel, I know. And do your top button up or matron will skin you alive, so she will.
Oh, but it's so hot today. I'm sure she
hot
wouldn't mind.
Nothing, my girl. We're not to show these poor lads an inch of anything indecent. They've suffered enough.
I heard that when the VADs first came over here, the ladies dressed in their finest gowns to receive the wounded. They say the boys thought they'd died and gone to heaven.
Heaven my arse, Isabel Stanford. These poor lads have come straight from the very jaws of hell, and we're not to give them any nasty shocks. Button up. There's been a big bath. That's why we're here, Clothhead. Now follow me and do as you're told.
Sorry, Mommy. Did the battle happen here? This place is a terrible mess.
Of course not. It just got shelled a few months back, that's all. Looks like there's been a gas attack.
A gas?
Oh, you've a lot to learn, Isabel.
Poor Blader.
We could set him down now. Let him die in peace and quiet.
Where are you? Where are you? No, no, no. Leave him. Let's give him a chance. They might be able to do something for him.
I got caught right in the middle of it. No respirator. Never seen anyone live long after that.
What's that? What's he got there? Looks like a penny whistle.
Breathing in strong.
Hey? What are you saying?
I said, we must be going in the right direction.
Oh, all for your sake we are.
Oh, old boy.
Must the gas.
Master gas, sulfur monochloride, chloroethanol, potassium sulfide, phosphorus trichloride could be deadly even for a Gallifrey.
All right now. You'll be all right now, fella. Isabel, will you take his other arm now? Be quick about it.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Careful, Gary. Careful. For the love of...
Oh, dear. Oh, God. The blood. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right, all right. Sit yourself on that step, Isabel. You're no use to me. Harriet!
What's the matter?
Will you get yourself over here now as quick as you can, please?
That's the ticket. Let him settle there.
What's he doing?
How are you feeling, old fella?
Can't understand these readings. Can you understand these readings?
Blimey, penny whistle lights up.
It don't sound like a penny whistle. That sounds weird.
Oh, don't talk to me about queer sounds, Hodgie. Not after what I heard last night.
I never heard it.
Yeah, well, I did. You mark my words. The Boche are up to something even worse than gas.
See if I can get a nurse for him. And you, get your arm C2 to them.
You fit now?
Yes. Sorry, Molly.
Never mind your sorries.
I disgraced myself.
It was a bad wound. It's always a shock the first time, seeing something like that.
Our boys deserve better from me. I won't let it happen again.
Well, see that you don't. Now, come on. The nurses need us to help with the old bandages they're taking off the men. You think you're up to that?
Yes, Molly, I am.
Sister! Sister!
All right now, Private. You're not to call me sister unless you've a mind to get me into trouble.
Eh? Well, you're a nurse, aren't you?
Oh, never mind. Get yourself on the train and we'll have that leg dressing seen to.
Ah, no, don't worry about that. There's a bloke back there. Got caught in the gas. Pretty bad, but he's got the spark he has. Like he might make it.
Over on that cart, you mean?
That's the one.
How bad are his burns?
It's hard to tell. He's caked in mud, but he's coughing pretty bad.
All right. On the train with you. Isabel, come with me.
Thanks, sister.
Why do the nurses get so cross when the men call us sister?
Oh, because they think they're better than us. Well, I suppose they are better trained, but... Oh, they should give us some credit for what we've been through. Ah, they don't mean any harm by it. They'll soon get over themselves.
Oh, my Lord. He looks like he's made of stone.
Caked from tip to toe in mud, aren't you now?
What's that noise?
Oh, it's his penny whistle. Lights up, too.
Now, there's a thing.
Can you make sense of these readings?
Readings? What are you talking about now? Will you be quoting scripture at me, eh?
Have you seen his clothes?
I hadn't noticed his uniform. He's so muggy. Hey, you don't reckon he's a Boche, do you?
And his hair's all wrong.
I couldn't find a barber's in no man's land.
Your friend was quite right. He's fair sparky for a gas case. We need a pan of ammonia. Here now, Private, can you sort that out for me?
Oh, right you are, sister.
Good. Good. But the sooner we get the relativity map functional, the better. Prepare for the next phase.
Well, I think that's done the trick, nurse.
I'm not a nurse.
Aren't you? Well, you look like a nurse.
And I don't see how that did the trick, as you put it. No man recovers that quickly, if at all. I've seen men drowning because of the fluid in their lungs. It's a terrible sight. You can't have been in any gas attack.
I assure you I was. What are you? You're not a nurse?
We're Vads.
Vads? This is Earth, isn't it?
Eh?
The Great War.
It's a war, all right. But there's nothing great about it. The worst war, more like.
He was in the gas attack for certain, sister. We found him with a bunch of other blokes. We weren't so lucky. And he's been coughing something awful.
Got it. Voluntary aid detachment.
That's right.
Aristocratic ladies doing their bit. The non-working classes, keen as mustard.
Do I look like an aristo? Sure, young Isabel here's got a daddy who owns a factory or two, but I'm...
In domestic service, yes. Rough hands, ruddy complexion.
Nobody's got a complexion to be proud of here. And there's plenty of grand ladies in France who've a few calluses now.
Well put. But I'm right, though, aren't I? You're no ladyship doing your bit, are you? What brought you to France? What's your name, by the way? Extraordinary eyes you have.
Isabel, this one's cheeky enough to make a recovery. Wash him down and see if you can get him walking. I doubt even you can mess that up.
You ruffled her feathers, didn't you? Anyway, glad to see you back in the land of the living yet.
I'll go and fetch some water.
Thank you, Isabel.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'll be back presently.
So tell me, Private Tucker, exactly how would you describe those strange noises you heard last night?
Eh? How do you know about that?
I heard you talking to Hodgie, was it?
Yeah. Blimey, you don't miss much. I thought you were out for the count on the old duckboard trail.
Let's just say I'm one of the lucky ones, and my mind never sleeps. So tell me about the noises, Mr. Tucker.
It was like metal. Scraping metal. There was something moving through the barbed wire out there. I saw it.
Tanks?
Eh? What do you mean, tanks? Tanks of what?
Too early for tanks, then. Forget I said anything. Interesting. Or worrying. Probably a bit of both. And here comes the wealthy heiress herself.
Quiet, please. Can I get some of this mud off you?
First day, Isabel?
No.
No, not quite your first day, maybe. Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. Thank you very much.
How come your hair's so long?
It's been longer.
And this isn't a uniform. What are you wearing? It looks like velvet.
Blimey, you're right. What's a proper gent in velvet doing in the middle of a battle, then?
I'm no gentleman.
What are you doing with this man's damp?
Nothing, matron. I meant to say, Molly said I was to wash him, but look
never
at his
never mind your nonsense. Shake a leg, Stamford. Time to get everyone on the train, quick as you please.
But, matron...
Up with you. Go and help O'Sullivan. Move yourself.
Well, it's not you, matron, that's for sure.
What the devil's that?
He's got a penny whistle that makes funny noises. And he's got long hair. And he dresses like a toff. Proper strange one, his sister.
Now. Get on the train, Private. This gentleman, too, and there'll be no more disturbing the other patients with that.
No, wait a minute, I need
that. None of your nonsense now. Stretcher bearers, get this man aboard. All aboard, all aboard.
But matron, seriously, I need that. Don't worry about me, Isabel. I'll be fine. Best concentrate on these other poor fellows.
You really have made a recovery, haven't you?
A bit smudged around the edges, but it seems I'm pretty much fine, yes.
But that doesn't make sense.
Tell me something, Isabel. Why was there such a rush to get everyone on the train all of a sudden? What is it?
I shouldn't really say, but...
But you're going to.
They say there was a cloud of mustard gas heading for the station.
Really? That doesn't seem right. I'm not sure that ever happened.
That's a strange thing to say. Are you one of those Americans?
Americans? What's so strange about them?
Well, they're not in the war. But some of them have come over here to volunteer. Like our Dr. Sturgis, for instance.
He's an American, is he?
He is.
And he's strange?
No. Well, yes, in a way. I mean to say, well, they speak our language, don't they? But the things they say... sometimes a bit peculiar.
Well, I'm not an American, Isabel.
Then where are you from?
Well, far away.
Yes, I can believe that.
Isabel, would you do me a favour?
A favour?
My, penny whistle. The matron took it any chance.
What's happened?
Oh, not good.
Everybody,
get back on the train at once.
Well, that's done it, hasn't it?
Everybody, back on the train, please.
Once. Being back on the train isn't going to help.
Not with a ruddy great shell creator right in the middle of the track.
Well, this simply won't do.
Have we got any officers on board?
None that can stand or make much sense, miss.
Oh, we'll have to send a messenger to the chateau. See if we can get some ambulances to ferry the men. The walking wounded will have to follow the track on foot.
Begging your pardon, matron, but that'll take them ages. The chateau is still miles away. It's pretty much pitch black out here now and getting colder by the minute. And most of the boys need urgent attention now.
When I require medical advice from a VAD, I'll ask for it, Molly O'Sullivan.
But surely Molly here has got a point.
Get back on the train!
Wouldn't it be better to get the walking wounded to help fill the crater?
That's a fine idea, but what about the track?
Ah, it's not clean through.
Yes, clean through. I think I might have an idea how to fix that.
What are you then? An engineer or something?
I have been known to have my engineering moments. Molly O'Sullivan. But, matron, I shall need my penny whistle.
And why would you need a penny whistle for engineering?
It relaxes me, helps me think. Go on, matron, what do you say?
Very well. I'll go and get it.
Well, well. I never thought I'd see the day.
What day, Molly?
When anyone managed to change the matron's mind about anything. And don't you be so free and familiar with me first name.
Well, I'm not allowed to call you nurse or sister. What else is there, Molly?
Ooh, you think you're so clever, don't you now? Private.
Yes, sister.
See if you can get some shovels from the engine.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll need to make a fire to keep warm and so we can see what we're about.
Right you are, sister.
Very organised. I'm impressed. Interesting crater.
I take it we'll be needing a fire for you to work your engineering miracle with the broken track.
That's a reasonable assumption. Very good.
And you can stop patronising me right now. What do they call you?
Just the doctor.
Just the doctor. What are you? One of those quacks selling potions out of an old suitcase?
Oh, yes, a quack and a charlatan. That's me, Molly O'Sullivan. Except that I left my suitcase in no man's land, so I'm right out of potions, I'm afraid.
A quack, a charlatan, and a bit of a joker, is it? Well, you better not be fooling with us, the doctor. None of your blarney now, mind. Tell me true. Can you fix the train track or not? Well?
I can fix it. But the question is, what broke it?
How do you mean?
This isn't a shell crater.
Isn't it? Looks like one to me.
It's very similar, very similar. But this blast wasn't caused by cordite. The smell's all wrong and the heat intensity was much higher.
Oh, was it now? Have you got a potion to fix that by any chance, the doctor?
This crater was made by an energy weapon blast.
An energy weapon? What's that supposed to mean?
Trouble. Big trouble.
That's it, lads. Nearly there. Pack the earth up under the tracks. That's it.
Well, I'll say this for him. He's not afraid of a bit of honest, hard work.
No, he's not, is he? Have you found out any more about him?
Oh, now don't you go getting yourself all sweet on him, Isabel Stanford.
I am not.
You can't fool me now. I've seen that look in a girl's eyes 100 times, and no good will come of it. Mark my words. Whatever he is, this the doctor fellow is bad news.
Really? What did he tell you?
It's what he didn't tell me. Makes himself out to be a man of mystery. All charm and sweet remarks. And in my experience, that means he's got a murky past and he's no good through and through.
Sister. Nurse.
Oh, yes, Private Hodgson. And you shouldn't be walking on that foot. You're messing up the dressing again.
I was trying to make myself useful. Sentry duty at the rear of the train.
You should be lying down. Isabel, help Private Hodgson back on.
No, you don't understand. I just seen something.
You've seen something? What?
Well, I don't want to cause a panic, miss, but I think it was gas.
Gas? How far off?
Well, quite a way back down the track, I'd say, but...
Well, then how in the hell did you see it? It's pitch black out there.
That was the thing, you see. It was sort of, well, sort of glowing.
Glowing? Does gas glow?
Not that I've heard.
What was that?
That's it, lads. I think we've done it. Good. Now, all we need is for Matron to give me my penny whistle and... What's that?
That's it, Doctor. That's the sound I was telling you about.
Doctor?
What is it, Molly?
How soon can you get us on the move?
What have you seen? You've seen something, haven't you?
Keep your voice down. Gas. I've seen gas. Coming up the track behind us.
Gas? Oh, man.
Who asked you to poke your nose in private? And that sound. What in the name of our Lord is that?
Something not right.
Not right? Oh, and you'd know, wouldn't you?
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, here's your penny whistle.
Thank you, Matron. That should do the trick.
What sort of a trick?
They tell me you're a doctor.
Do they now? News travels fast.
Care to explain how a doctor's going to mend a broken railway track with nothing more than a penny whistle?
It's a fair enough question.
Matron, in the absence of a military officer fit to command here, you are in charge. So listen very carefully to what I'm going to say to you.
I beg your pardon.
And no questions.
Oh, now you've asked for it.
You can help with this too, Molly. Get everyone back on the train.
But how are you going to...
Shh, straight away. You understand me?
Well, I... Yes.
Tell the engine driver to get the train moving.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Molly, it really is close now.
The gas?
Gas. And it really is glowing.
Gas? Glowing? Interesting.
Oh, I was going to mention that. Oh, he's got that look on his face again.
What look?
I don't know, but it's a look if ever I saw one.
Right, come on now, let's get things moving. Everyone back on the train.
Yes, of course. Oh, Sullivan, Stanford, come on. Everyone back on the train. Everyone onto the train. Driver!
Not you, Private Tucker. I need your help.
Oh, hi. What do you need me for?
Blimey.
I can't start that thing going now. The track's still broken.
That's why I need you. Hold the two broken edges as firm as you can.
Right. God! That's just about as close as I can get it!
And that'll have to do. Keep holding them. Now, look the other way.
Which way?
Away from the track.
What? Is there going to be a flash or something?
Yes, you could say that. Would you believe a flash of completely anachronistic sonic vibration technology?
Eh?
Keep looking away, Tucker.
Blimey, she was right about that gas. Never seen such a thing. Glowing like there's a light shining right through it. Oh, close as hell.
Driver! Get that train moving now!
But, Doctor!
Keep looking away, Tucker.
Oh, sorry, but... Hey, is that your penny whistle buzzing again? On track, it's vibrating!
Tucker, listen to me. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to let go of the track.
Is it fixed?
Not yet. But when you let go, I want you to run to the train. Get on it and don't look back, all right?
Are you sure?
Don't look back.
Oh, God, the train's nearly on top of us.
Run, Tucker! Run!
Run! Something about crony sadistic ologies or something.
Oh, never mind about that. Where is he? That gas is all around us now.
There he is. There he is. Look.
Where?
He's right in the middle of the gas. But he's running our way.
Oh, my Lord.
Quick. We've got to get to the back of the train or we'll miss him. Come on.
This isn't Master Gas. What is it? What is it? What's happening?
Gotcha!
That's it! Come on, buddy lad!
Is he all right? He's freezing!
Time wins.
Time what? What's he saying?
Would you look at that? The gas is gone. Blown right away, back down the track.
So cold, Lucy.
Didn't I tell you he had a murky past? Oh, come on with you, don't look so crestfallen. Surely an injured man is allowed to call out for his long-lost sweetheart when he thinks he's about to meet his maker.
Oh, there's no need to be so cruel.
He doesn't look too well, though, does he?
And you're right, he's freezing.
No, oh, don't you worry, Private Tucker. Florence Nightingale here will get him all wrapped up and cosy so that he'll soon be charming her with his velvet coat and fancy hair.
Private, will you help me with him?
Yes, miss. Right you are.
Come on, 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 come on
We arrived back at the chateau in the early hours. The sun was already up by the time we had unloaded the wounded. It was a relief to be here again, after a nasty business with some gas and a crater on the line. But the weather has turned. It is raining hard and we're all soaked through. There must be hundreds of tents here, and every one of them is dripping wet. We took the serious cases straight to the chateau for surgery. The doctors have set up makeshift operating theatres in some tents as well. The hopeless cases are piled into moribund tents, where they can expect no more than smokes, tea, and kind words. A lot have died, though the doctors do their very best. We all do our best. It is all that we can do.
Hoped it would be a wonderful view.
Doctor, can you hear me?
Look back from the end of everything. How things finally turned out.
Oh, Doctor, please. Take a sip of this.
Looking
for what?
Hope.
There you are. Leitrim sent me looking for you.
Molly, I think he's really sick.
Oh, stop your doting. He just had a bit of a chill. Oh, let me have a look at him. I think you're right. He's proper sick. His heartbeat sounds a bit... Wait a minute. That's odd.
What's odd?
Oh, nothing. Sure, do I look like a doctor? I reckon the best we can do for this fella is stick him in the moribund tent, give him a Gasper, hot tea, and tell him his mammy always loved him.
No!
No, you're right, she probably didn't. I need stretcher bearers, please.
Right you are, miss.
Oh, now, pull yourself together, girl.
Where is he? Straxus.
There. You see? He has plenty of other sweethearts on his mind. You need to toughen up, my girl. Right, you better come with me before the matron has our guts for garters.
Are you always this ungary? I mean, would it kill you to just show an ounce of compassion?
Now you listen to me, Miss High and Mighty Isabel Stanford. If you're going to break your precious little heart over every poor fella that takes your fancy, then you'll be no use to anyone round here.
I thought you were my friend.
Friend! You're a soft lass. We only met 3 days ago. And besides, it doesn't do to have friends here.
What do you mean by that?
Look, I haven't got time to stand around here in the rain blathering on with you. We've got...
Is it because of your friend Kitty?
Don't you go talking about things that are none of your damn business. Now...
The other girls told me that you haven't been to see her. That she's dying and you haven't been to see her since you got back.
You keep your tongue still, my girl. Not another word.
I'm sorry, yeah. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm not upset. I'm not upset at all.
You say that when you and Kitty arrived, you were like sisters.
She's not my sister.
I know, but...
I was her chambermaid, that's all. You understand me? I'm just her servant, and she's my mistress, and she showed me some kindness. And look where it got me. Look where it got her. Just one stupid little cut on her hand. She didn't even know she had it. Didn't even know. And she lifted some poor boy's infected leg or arm, and the infection got in. Got right inside her, and there's not a darn thing they can do for her. And I have been to see her. I pray with her every night.
But you haven't been to see her since... Since we got back. You could go now.
Just so you can go and dote on your precious mystery doctor.
You don't want to see her anymore.
I was meaning to get round to it. I was meaning to. I'd go later.
I think you should go now.
Do you now?
Yes. Don't be scared.
Scared? I'm not scared.
No. Sorry.
You mark my words, Isabel Stanford. It really doesn't do to make friends here. It really doesn't. Oh, come on. Let's get out of this terrible rain now.
Stand by.
Stand by. He will wait for my command.
Is this her? Is this Kitty?
It is. We should leave her. She's sleeping.
Molly. Molly. Is that you?
I'm here. Is there anything you need now?
Oh. Who's this?
Oh, this is...
Isabel Stanford. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Oh, Isabel. That's a lovely name.
Excuse me if I don't get up.
Are you looking after Molly for me?
Oh, I think Molly's looking after me.
Molly. What?
No. What is it?
Are we safe here?
Safe? Of course we're
safe from the Germans.
We are miles from the front, Kitty. Don't worry your...
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Last night, I heard...
What did you hear?
Strange sounds.
Strange sounds?
And from here, I can just reach the bottom of the tent. And when I lifted it up to take a look, I could see. Oh,
Kitty, what did you see?
It was like fog.
Fog?
Fog rolling in towards the camp. Was there a fog last night?
Oh, I expect so.
A glowing fog.
Glowing fog. Like that gas. Time winds, that's what the doctor said.
What?
I wonder if you two ladies wouldn't mind assisting me.
Dr. Sturgis, of course. What can...
I've made it my business, whenever I'm not at the operating table, to see if I can find men in here who would benefit from a blood transfusion.
Well, of course, Doctor.
Ever since we found a way of stopping the blood from coagulating in the flasks, we've had some great successes.
You'd like us to find someone for you?
This is your friend, Molly.
Yes, Doctor. Kitty Donaldson.
Real bad case of gas gangrene. I'm sorry.
Yes, Doctor.
There's a man over there, Doctor. He came back with a slight chill last night, and he's taken a turn for the worse today.
Oh. Which one?
Oh, you can't miss him. The fellow with the long hair.
Why, yes. A chill, you said.
I doubt a blood transfusion would do any...
And there was something peculiar about his heartbeat, wasn't there, Molly?
Oh. Well, I've no idea, really.
There is something a little odd. Okay, well, will you help me get this fellow to the chateau? Sorry, fellow. What's that?
Time winds?
Oh, don't worry about him, sir. He's always talking strange stuff, even before he got sick.
Can you get some stretcher bearers, Molly?
Oh, Molly and I can carry him. Come on, Molly.
Matron will be blowing her top by now, you know?
Don't you worry, I'll square things with the matron.
Oh, come on now, the doctor.
Molly, can you hear that? Molly, what is it? No.
Okay, ladies, this way.
He's heavier than he looks, isn't he? Kitty! Oh, my Lord!
What was that?
Back to the tent! Now, come on!
Hey there!
Quickly!
Oh my, heaven preserve us.
The time winds did this unprotected living tissue.
Kitty, my poor, there's almost nothing of her left.
And these poor lads, it's horrible.
Time winds, so definitely an intrusion from the vortex, some power from the vortex interfering. Of course, a
And there's someone here who's the focus of it.
Oh, never mind your stupid nonsense. Dr. Sturgis, how the hell did this happen?
Gas gangrene is a terrible thing. It can act fast.
Fast? What kind of idiotic diagnosis is that? This happened in an instant of time. Call yourself a doctor?
Then what's your explanation, the doctor?
I must have my sonic screwdriver. You, Molly, you have to get me my sonic screwdriver.
Your what?
My penny whistle. I have to have it now.
Oh, damn you and your stupid penny whistle.
Why? Why will your penny whistle help, Doctor?
Help? Yeah, of course it'll help. It mended the railway track, didn't it? Saved all your lives. Don't you understand? If I don't trace the focus of this intrusion from the vortex, you will all end up like these poor people.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand at all. As far as I'm concerned, you're just an escaped lunatic. The best friend I ever had in the world has been, I don't know what, eaten away by some damn Bosch gas.
Molly, I know you're upset.
Upset?
But what has happened here has nothing to do with Kaiser Wilhelm II or any of his generals or hundreds of thousands of armed men. I know it's hard or even probably impossible for you to grasp, but believe me, it's much, much worse than that. But listen, forget about trying to understand. Just please, please, please get me my sonic screwdriver.
I'll get it.
Thank you. Thank you. Isabel. Maybe it's her. Is it her?
Or Lucy, or Susan, or whoever else he mentioned. You may have that poor girl wrapped around your devious little finger, but not me.
Lucy. Susan.
Well, I'd say he's certainly a candidate for transfusion. Help me with him, Molly.
If I have to. Are you sure he's worth a transfusion, Dr. Sturgis?
In my experience, it can work miracles.
Wouldn't you be better off sending him back to England for someone to drill a hole in his wretched head? Maybe drill some sense into... What was that?
What was what?
Didn't you hear that noise? What the hell was that?
I didn't see anything.
There was something... A flash of silver. Between those tents back there. Something...
Molly, you've had a bad shock. Help me with this fella and get yourself some rest.
What about what happened in the tent? Shouldn't we tell...
Don't worry. I'll make my report, Molly. Now, come on. Let's get this guy the blood he needs. Hello, Doctor.
What are you doing to me? You've tied me down.
Transfusion. O positive.
Oh, no. That's bad. I don't know how bad, but that's bad for me.
Nonsense. Come.
Isabel, help.
Feeling much better now, I'm sure.
No. Worse.
Sorry to interrupt, Dr. Sturgis, but the patient was rather insistent on having his penny whistle.
Isabel, you've got to stop the transfusion. It's killing me.
Oh, don't be silly. I'm sure it'll do you a power of good.
Okay. Then please, just give me my penny whistle.
If Dr. Sturgis approves.
Don't give him that sonic device.
Sonic.
What did you say, Dr. Sturgis?
I heard you before. You called it a sonic...
Yes, but that just rather tripped off your tongue, didn't it? You're working for them, aren't you? Of course you are. Why else would you have me tied down? Or are you one of them? Who are they? Who are you?
Dr. Sturgis?
Give me the sonic device. The doctor must not interfere with our plans.
I don't understand.
Isabel, listen to me. Please listen. This man isn't who he says he is. Move away from him and give me the penny whistle. Thank you.
But I don't understand.
You fool, girl.
It's not you, Isabel. Not you. But you've been in close contact by the looks of it.
Close contact?
Now untie me, quickly, before...
Dr. Sturgis, what are you...
Blood.
And you will also die, Doctor, in blood.
Why? Why not just kill me if you killed her?
I'm not complaining, you understand? Just curious.
That's it. She's on her way. Begin the attack.
What's going on? Is that you? Are you doing that, Sturgis?
Dr. Sturgis, we're being shelled, and there's gas. We've got to... Isabel!
He killed her. The doctor killed her.
What? How could I have? I'm tied down.
I found him standing over her. You were right. He is an escaped lunatic. I restrained him and tied him down.
Molly, don't listen to him. Isabel was trying to help me. It's you.
What?
Molly O'Sullivan. It's you.
What's me?
What the hell are you talking about? Dr. Sturgis, should I get one of the guards to...
Molly, you said that there was gas out there. Is it glowing gas like before?
Well, yes, but...
Don't listen to him, O'Sullivan.
It was that gas that killed your friend, Molly. And this man is behind it.
How could he be?
You said it yourself earlier to Kitty. The front is miles away. So why is a bombardment taking place? Why is there gas here? It doesn't make sense. It's not your war causing this. It's something else. Something to do with Dr. Sturgis and whoever he's working for.
You're so sure you're going to convince me, aren't you? But you're talking so much rubbish. It's as if you really believe it. He does believe it, doesn't he?
I'm afraid so, Molly. A very sad case.
So he's mad, is he? Raving mad.
I'm afraid so. That's my diagnosis.
And this from a man who reckons that gas gangrene can dissolve 20 human bodies simultaneously in about 2 seconds flat.
What?
Molly, how did I mend the railway track? How was that possible?
I don't know.
No. And why was the gas glowing? Have you ever heard of gas that glows before?
No, but...
Do not listen to him, Molly. You belong with us, not with him.
Eh?
You are of value.
Of value? That's a darn funny way of putting it.
Oh, clever girl.
Shut up, you.
Molly, he is transfusing me with something that is going to kill me.
That's just plain crazy.
Then why has he tied me down?
Because you killed Isabel.
Do you believe that? Do you really believe that?
A transfusion can't kill you.
This one is killing me, Molly. Look at the binding on my arms and legs. Look at it. That took him a good while to do properly. He took his time over it. How did he manage that without knocking me out?
I don't know.
And do I look like I've been knocked out?
You look pretty sick.
That's because the transfusion is killing me. I'm tied down. I'm having a blood transfusion. How could I possibly have killed Isabel?
You couldn't have.
At last, please. Just take the bloodline out of me. At least do that.
Dr. Sturgis?
Do not stop the transfusion.
There's no need to point a gun.
Since when did medical doctors carry guns around with them?
Nurses will obey the orders of doctors.
I'm not a nurse. I'm a vet.
And shouldn't he know that? Please, Molly, stop the transfusion. He won't shoot you. He can't. He needs you.
For what?
I'm not sure, but remember, you are of value. Do it. Please, do it.
All right. I will.
No!
Thank you. Now, please, untie me. You see, he's not going to shoot you, are you, Dr. Sturgis?
Do not release him!
Or what? You won't shoot her. You need her. I don't know why exactly, but I know that you need her. That's why I'm here.
Why, you're here? For me? There you go.
Thank you. That's right, Molly O'Sullivan. I am here to save you.
From what, exactly?
I don't know. From whoever's bombarding us and making that glowing gas. I don't know what they're up to.
Stop! Do not move!
Oh, why, this chap can't bring himself to shoot me either. But frankly, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. Let's go. Run! Run, Molly! Run!
Oh, my God! The whole place is being destroyed! What the hell? Look at those things! That's what I saw earlier. I knew I'd seen something.
You saw?
Just a glimpse, but you know what they are.
I'm very much afraid I do. Why didn't they tell me about them?
Why didn't who tell you about
them? Why didn't the Time Lords tell me it was the Daleks?
Time? Dad!
Scanning! Positive identification! It is the Doctor! Exterminate!
Run, Molly! Run!